Hey, thank you very much to Charlie for another edition of Around the Town Sounds. The time is 6:01. You were listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin. That was that show. That was Around the Town Sounds. This is the Mascot Wedding Show. But shut up, everybody. It's membership drive. Let's just get right into it. 472-5667. 472-KOOP. Call in now for your pledge. Mac, you want to say anything?
That's right. We got a really fun show planned, but the most important part of today's show is that you show your support for co-op. And you can show it by calling 472-5667, 472-KOOP, or pledging online at koop.org. And here to tell us about co-op and mascot weddings, we'll co-opt it, if you will. Our spring, fall, what is this?
Spring.
It's definitely spring. Our spring 2K13 membership drive. You know him as the voice of the award-winning lounge show. He's your morning man, Mr. Jay Robillard. Yeah!
Hey, thank you. That's a very nice little intro there. I appreciate that.
My pleasure.
And yes, please call 472-5667 and show your appreciation for what these guys bring to the mic every Saturday afternoon right here on Co-op Radio, 472-KOOP. And man, these guys, they, you know, this is a passion for them, and they've come a long way and turned this into quite a comedy juggernaut here on Co-op Radio and in Austin.
Yes.
So please.
Jay, you cannot oversell us enough, so please more of that. And the number again?
472-5667, or you can pledge online at koop.org. We'll be checking those online pledges.
We got a lot of details and stuff to tell you once the show gets started. I can tell you right now, our phone answers, they brought the Hunger Games with them, the book The Hunger Games, and he opened up page one. He said his goal was to finish it, this show. So let's keep him busy.
Yeah, let's keep these people from reading, all right?
Read on your own time.
Yeah,
it's a real page turner, but just not here.
Or just don't read at all, because reading's stupid.
It's stupid. It's dumb.
Radio wins.
listening, guys.
Radio beats books every time.
Yeah, take that, books. David.
Yes, sir.
While these people are letting their fingers do the walking, what are we going to hear?
Yeah, let's play some music while you guys call in 472-5667. We're coming for you guys. Stooges. All right, folks, no effing around. The time is 6:07 p.m. You are listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at koop.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hotta.
And my name is Mac Blake. This is usually the show where we open the phone lines to the community to hear you guys talk and have a conversation. However, today the phone lines are open, but they're not open to the air. They are open for you to call in and pledge your support for Co-op Radio during our spring 2K12 membership drive. This is one of the two times a year where we interrupt our normal programming to ask for your support. And it's very important because Co-op Radio, we're a community radio station. We can't afford to get the graft like other commercial radio stations play. And, you know, we bring you music from the heart because this is an all-volunteer station. No one is getting paid here. And so every show is a labor of love, and you don't have to be interrupted every 5 seconds with a radio commercial for I don't know what. If that was disjointed, then guilty as charged. However, I feel like the point was pretty strong. You got to call in, and you got to support a Co-op Radio.
Yeah, exactly. 472-5667 is the number. Guys, we've been doing this for 5GD years now.
5GD years.
Yeah. So you know what we're trying to do here. We're trying not to bombard you with sales pitches, but we're also trying to reach our goal here.
Oh. Oh, phone line. Did you hear that? Yeah. Got an active phone bank back there.
Got an active phone bank. It might just be a prank caller. It might be one of those jerk me boys or whatever.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah. I think they're calling in. Yep. Hold on. Okay, they're probably just going to call us a sizzle chest.
Yeah, so you can't count on that.
So, but compete with that phone caller. 472-5667.
But we're going to grease the wheels a little bit. If you call in and pledge at the $35 level, you're going to get the Sunken Valley Appreciation Pack, correct?
I believe so, yes.
Sunken Valley Support Pack, what'd you call it?
Appreciation.
Sunken Valley Appreciation Pack. which is going to have a couple of mascot winning swag items in it, mm-hmm. which and then also a brand new CD.
Yes, of original content that Mac and I will put together for you.
Yeah, and some best stuff from the show, possibly.
Yeah, exactly. We're trying to sweeten the pot here. Yeah. That's not what it's about. It's about helping co-op.
That's true.
But we're just letting you know, hey, we do appreciate you. We always have, and we always will. You help us out, we'll help you out, I guess.
And my favorite part of Membership Drive, everyone who calls in and pledges their support, we get to thank them by name on the air.
It's the best part.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love, we've made a lot of friends through this show, believe it or not. And we like acknowledging them for being great people. Are you a great person? I don't know, you tell me, stupid.
And we'll be talking more about Membership Drive throughout the show. And do not worry. You have the entire hour to call. And don't think you're like interrupting us by calling or something like
that. Oh, God,
it'll be fine.
Yeah, don't do us any favors.
Call at any time.
Yeah.
Anytime.
And don't forget, guys, if you call at the sustainer level.
Oh, a sustainer level, that's $120.
Yeah.
Which you're like, hey, that's I can't afford that all at once. Don't worry, you can pay it 10 bucks a month. It's easy peasy.
Yeah, it could be your smallest bill. And then you also get this from us.
Oh, we get the Rocky music.
Oh, yeah, but no.
Oh, I want more.
Champions only. All right, guys?
You played just the bit with me.
That's right. But let's get on with the show proper. Mac Blake, how are you?
I'm doing good. Before we get on to the show proper.
Oh, come on!
I should also mention we are also on Twitter. We are at Mascot Wedding. If you tweet at us, you better have called in a pledge because otherwise we aren't going to read it.
Yeah, you better have your dollar amount on it.
Supporters only this week.
That's right. We're going exclusive club on this one.
I'm doing good. I'm excited about the MD, Membership Drive. I'm a little low in my cans. Oh, there we go.
Radio talk.
A sweet sound. But I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. I'm jazzed about this one. Normally, the beginning of Membership Drive is depressing. Because I don't want to see the kind of number that our show pulls. But I'm excited about this one. I think we're going to do all right, guys.
And besides Jay Robillard, who is looks like he's outside enjoying some delicious jambalaya right now.
Yeah. Man, that is a giant bowl. That's like a kettle. That's a kettle of jambalaya.
He's eating. It's weird because he had a bowl and he had one of those ladles.
Uh-huh.
He pulled out the ladle, but he threw away the bowl and he's drinking straight from the label.
I just don't understand. Oh, wait, hold on. I think I know why he's so hungry. I see. You see that other bowl he's packing?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's...
I thought I smelled some old clothes when I came in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Turns out it's just Gentleman Jay.
Yes.
Little lounge load right
That's
there.
Right. He's not here to stop us. Yep. So we can talk about it.
We got some other special in-studio guests. Because, David.
Yes.
This show has been described in the past as kind of like a party.
Yeah. It's the baddest hour in late night, I think, was what they called Lopez tonight. But we're taking it because it got canceled.
That's right. There's so many fun people stopping by. We don't even have room for Caitlin, our apprentice. Caitlin. Say hi in the background.
Hello.
That's Caitlin. We can't even get her on mic.
Yeah, we can't even get her out of that well. We're so busy with our guest today.
Our first guest is a member. You can see him at Cold Town Theater, is what I should say, very frequently. He's a member of the sketch group The Hustle Show, which David and I are also in.
Mm-hmm.
He's also a member of the improv troupe's Bad Boys and the two-man movie format game Movie Meet. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Sam Malcolm.
Hey. Big applause. What's up, guys?
I like the energy right up top. Yeah.
Were you acknowledging the big applause or were you asking for more applause?
Both. I was trying to just spur it on and keep it going.
Cool. Well, we're glad to have you here, Sam Malcolm. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. First time.
So, Sam, what?
Now you've been on the show before.
I have not.
We've invited him on the show before, but
oh,
then he
right.
wimped out or something like
well,
that.
Well, cool, Flake. Thanks for coming.
Yeah. Glad to be here despite these accusations of flakery.
No.
If the flake fits.
Yeah, exactly.
If the flake is coated in sugar, you got to chomp it.
That's right. Speaking of coated in sugar, Sam Malcolm, you look sweet.
Thank you, David. You look sweet as well.
Okay, no more questions?
Yep.
So let's just move on.
Besides just entertaining people, Colton, you also have like a job role there, right?
I have a job there. I'm the general manager of Cold Town Theater.
What does that entail?
Making sure everything's running smoothly. Shows are getting put up, classes are being taught, performers are performing,
yeah.
Audiences are coming out and watching.
I gotta tell you, you're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you.
The shows are running smooth. You're like a Mussolini, making them all run on time.
Yeah, that's how I like to think of myself.
Yeah,
in all aspects.
You shouldn't say that.
It was weird when we said it, and then you just went along with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Just trying to yes and you guys.
Oh, I mean,
that's a mid-side baseball knowledge.
I feel like only improvers listen to the show, so yeah. I think improvisers.
Improvisers.
I know my audience.
Do you know your audience?
No, not really.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to stand now. Guys, okay. for folks keeping score at home, I know a lot of our listeners like to diagram the show.
Uh-huh.
They like to draw on a little grease board.
Yes.
Wherever they think we all are. We're in a big circle. Mm. You got David to my right. I'm standing. Mm-hmm. Sam directly across from me. And then two mystery spots. Mystery spots.
To be filled in later.
Yes. TBFL. To be filled. No, I forgot an I. Damn it! but David, how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Hey, so I think one of the things you can get from us is like this shirt, right?
That's this season's design, yeah.
It's got a grackle on it, and the grackle is squawking in a word balloon, 91.7 FM, Austin, Texas. Is that word balloon the Yo! MTV Raps word balloon?
Now that you mention it, it absolutely is.
Really, graphic designers? That's the best you could do.
So if you guys like nostalgia and terrifying birds...
It doesn't say Yo! MTV Raps in it. I'm going to have to verify that.
I think it should.
It's just our shirt, but it's like, Yo! MTV Raps, remember that? Judge?
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely...
It's totally the Yo! MTV Raps word balloon. Come on,
that just
guys.
Gives co-op street cred.
Oh,
right?
Really?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, because it works well with our bluegrass demographic and our big band and classic jazz, which is a great show, by the way.
Yeah, it's weird because co-op has such... We had such a wide audience with our different kinds of shows. Mm-hmm. It's really like our main demographic is adult nerds. Mm-hmm. I feel like adult nerds need to step up.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, put down that bicycle you're fixing. I don't even know why you're holding it up anyway. Put it down and give us a call, you dweeb. Sam Malcolm, my goodness, we've been rude. How are you today?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I have to go get my bike after this, and I'm a little nervous about it.
Oh, jeez.
I did one of those, left it downtown last night. And
party boy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just waiting to show up and like have it be completely disassembled and just my U-lock and frame.
So I don't mean to put you on the spot here, but I'm going to because it's a radio show. So you were in otherwise enabled or disabled to where you couldn't ride your bike home last night? Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, basically. Okay. Well, I just chose to go home to get a ride.
Ah, you know, okay.
To keep the party going.
Is that asking too much now? Am I getting too close?
I love sharing, David.
Oh, by the way, we got a tweet. Leon at Spill. I think it's directed to you, Sam Malcolm. Superman does good, genius. You're doing well. Unless you're raising money for public radio, then never mind what I said.
Leon's a very good friend of ours.
Yeah. Okay.
And now he's picking.
Shots are fired. And I don't know how I feel about this.
He's a powerful man.
Yeah, he is.
You should shut up.
Really?
Yeah. He could have Cold Town closed down like that.
No way.
They'd call it closed down theater.
All right, let's get him to the studio.
They'd make it an annex for that video store that's above it.
Uh-huh. The way things were before.
Yes, exactly. What was in there before? I remember it was The Space, very briefly. That was the name of it, The Space.
Yeah.
It was an art/performance space. Do you remember when The Real World was in Austin?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody was like, hey, it's my birthday. I'm seeing the show at The Space. Come down and see it. And I was like, well, it's the 90s, so I can't say no. It wasn't the 90s, but that seems like a thing. And when I got there, people were like, oh, man, there's someone from Real World Austin here. We all had to sign waivers. They're like excited about that. Like, guys, we signed waivers. And I watched a little bit of Real World Austin.
Yeah.
And I didn't watch enough to like follow the plot line, but there was a girl in that show that was a terrifying liar.
Okay.
And that was the girl who was at the party.
Oh.
But that I think I watched like a couple episodes, and then it's like because they had a whole drawer full of phone numbers, and it was like these are people who just girls that just gave us their number because we're in the real world. And I was like, okay, this show needs to change its name so fast because I know it's already a ridiculous name, but at that point it reached the point where I was like, this show's stupid.
Yeah,
which it was already stupid. I guess it just took me 8 seasons to clue into it or whatever.
Sam Malcolm, favorite season of Real World?
Hawaii.
Boo! Wrong answer. David Hotta, favorite season of Real World?
Vegas.
Vegas.
Oh, that is the correct answer.
That was a genuine high five, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know if you could hear that high five, but it was thunderous.
Those are the only two seasons I remember, to be honest.
Those are the only two you should.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hawaii was the one with the... Oh, never mind. This is going to get dark.
Yeah.
That's the one with the girl that died, right?
But oh, no,
wait, what?
I don't think that happened.
Oh, wait, that was San Diego.
Yeah.
But she didn't die on the show. It wasn't like Faces of Death. She just she died years later.
Do you guys remember Faces of Death?
No.
I think about it a lot.
It was like a VHS collection of footage of people dying. Because before YouTube, there was no outlet for these clips.
Yes. Oh,
there was there's no footage of driving in Russia that's floating around the internet. You had to.
Yeah.
put it in a VHS compilation that a video store clerk at a non-chain could rent to you if you're over 18, or if he was, or if he was under 18.
Yeah, we call those the beaded curtain stores. They weren't quite Blockbuster or Hollywood.
Like if you went to, I forget the name of it in San Antonio. Let's just call it Video, because I can't think of another name for it. But it's like there's my friend's like, let's go rent Faces of Death. It's like, we're not 18. And I was like, oh, well, if this one guy's there, he's cool with it. Like the cool video store employee.
Yeah.
Which, oh, that reminds me of something. Do you mind if I go off on a little tangent here?
That's all the show is.
Have I talked about my movie theater experience with the little punk kids?
No, maybe. No.
Well, if I haven't, here's a blast from the past. I used to work, because here's the thing, guys. A lot of people, the summers that in between college, some people do things like get internships, you know, possibly explore the industry or a type of business they like to pursue a job in, which I got to say is pretty stupid.
Yeah.
Because if everyone just really stops and thinks about it, the smarter thing to do is just get into an argument with your parents and then say, fine, I'll work in a movie theater if you think I'm so irresponsible. And then do that two summers in a row.
Yeah.
So I was working in a movie theater and they made me wear a vest, which was not... was already half embarrassing, and then the complete embarrassment came when that vest had my name on it. So I had like a little wear of vest that said Regal Cinemas on one side, the other side said Pepsi, and then had a name tag Mac.
Oh, okay.
Which it was the worst thing, because what people would do is I'd be like, hey, welcome to Regal Cinemas. Original Sin is Theater 14 down on your left, the Antonio Banderas Angelina Jolie vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And the people would go, thanks, and they look at my name and and then say, Mac. And it's like hearing your own name as an insult was so terrible.
What?
It was like the crucible. It's like you've taken taken my soul, even my name.
You couldn't hide. You were just transparent to these people.
Yeah, I should have put a fake name on it because I was like, you know, in my teens, hey, someone give you a name tag. I can't be like, hey, could you put Jules on it? Like, you know, tell them my name's Vernon.
Why did you take it as an insult, though?
The way people said it.
Well, I feel like that's the way people who discover things say things.
No, because I did it afterward.
What?
Because I remember going to a Chuck E. Cheese.
Here we go.
Because my old sister had a birthday party there, and Chuck E. Cheese won't let in adults with no kids.
Right.
And so he's like, this guy was like, oh, can I help you? And I was like, yeah, my little sister Carolyn isn't here. And he's like, oh, okay, let me check. And he's like, oh, you can go right ahead. And I go, thanks. And I look at his name tag, and I was like, George. And you can tell it was total condescension. And as soon as I did it, I was like, oh, that's exactly the tone people use with me.
Uh-huh.
Also, I get why it's so fun.
Sam Malcolm, worst job you ever had?
Ooh. When I first moved to Austin, the first job I got was at this place called DRC, which was, I think, Data Recognition Corporation.
Okay.
I'm just going to slam them right now. But they do all the grading for standardized tests that, like, middle schoolers take.
Mm-hmm.
So for, like, 7 hours a day, I would sit at a computer and just results for one reading comprehension question for eighth graders in Ohio would come through.
Okay.
And I would have to grade each one like 0, 1, or 2.
Oh.
Yeah. For the same question and do like a quota of like 400 a day.
Yeah.
In a building with no windows and you couldn't listen to music or anything. And it was just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
As if I was trying to be a robot.
Was there a moment where you're like, this is living. These are my 20s. These are the golden years.
There was, I mean, at first it was like really great to just be making money.
Yeah.
After moving to Austin with no connections, never been here or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, after like the first 2 months, it was just ready to just quit.
So how long did you stay at the job?
3 months, I think.
Oh.
Then I got hired onto another job and just promptly gave them the see you later.
Good.
I'm out of here.
See you next Tuesday.
Just like slam the shutdown button really hard on the computer and walked out. Gave everyone threes that day.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Well, let's get a word from our sponsor, Data Recognition.
Oh no! Oh, pledge drive ruined.
Oh, no. Shut it down.
But one time when I was working at the movie theater, I was standing there, just like arms folded at the ticket tearing station, and these three little punk kids came up and started harassing me. But they were like, they were real young, like middle school punks. Like, how old are you in middle school? Like,
11 to 14.
Yeah. That's what these are. And they were like, they were trying hard to be punk, but they were like a little bit off. Like, they were wearing like a Ramones t-shirt instead of like Ramones or something. And it was like, oh, my favorite guy is Jello Biafran or something like that. And so they like, It was basically the video for that Avril Lavigne video. What was her first hit?
Oh, Complicated?
Yeah, where they were the kids in the mall or something like that. And they came up to me and they're like, "Hey, man, how's it going, Mac?" And I was like, "Oh, it's going fine. I don't care." And they're like, "You got to stand here all day? What if I like farted right here? Would you have to smell it?" And I was like, "Well, if you did it close enough, look, just, I don't care." And they were just kept harassing me for a little bit. But then something happened where they're like, "Whoa." I used to wear like a little black rubber band around my wrist because a friend gave it to me. And they're like, "Well, what's that band for?" And I was like, "Oh, it's just, I don't care. It's nothing." And they go, "Wait, do you care about stuff?" And I was like, "Not really." And then all at once, the altar kids go, "Well, this guy's cool." And I have to say, it was a proud moment of my life. I was like, and they're like, "Oh, so like, what if we went in right now? Would it bother you?" I was like, "It's just a job. I don't care." And like, "All right." And then they started like asking me questions and like quizzing me and stuff. Like, "So what kind of music you like?" And I was like, "I don't know, Beck." And they go, "Oh, Beck, he's cool." And then it was off to the races. And then I think they went and saw Cats and Dogs or something like that. Or Cats versus Dogs.
Did it bother you that these teenagers had completely alpha dogged you?
Well, like the movie Alpha Dog?
Uh-huh.
In what way?
They were terrible to you.
At first, well, because I didn't care, because I get harassed by kids all the time at the movie theater.
What a fun thing to say.
And it was fun to harass them back.
Yes.
At times, but this, I guess, was a day where I just was like, I just want to stand here and collect my $5.50 an hour or whatever.
Yeah.
That sad paycheck I was getting.
All right.
And yeah, pretty good now. thanks, Obama. But this thing, I was like, whatever. But when they turned and they were just like, "Cool." And I was like, "Bye, kids." And they're like, "Ah, we're kids," or something. It was a nice, sad, magical moment. Jay Roblard, you're standing over there like a sly fox.
Yeah.
Like you just ate the canary.
Do we have do we have somebody to thank?
I have something to say.
What?
And I want to thank.
Thank somebody.
Nathan.
Hey!
And he's picking up the fun pack. And he says, "Keep up the great work."
Let me see if this is our boy, Nathan.
Don't say his last name, though.
Oh.
He doesn't want his last name on. He wants to have his last name anonymous. Anonymized.
Fair enough. Well, yeah. Nathan, thank you very much. And he is getting the Sunken Valley Appreciation Pack, which is going to have some mascot winning swag and also a CD of new and best of material.
Yes.
Those are available for $35 or more, a pledge.
That is correct.
And you can get additional thank you gifts for pledging for $60 or more.
What do you get for 60 bucks, Jay?
You get a t-shirt, or you can get a CD or a book or a tote bag. But the t-shirt and the tote bag have the wonderful co-op Grackle on there. You know, the Grackle is local and vocal, just like Austin.
That's true.
Yeah. And
it's an annoying bird.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, I'm off brand. Yes, it's local and vocal. Just like co-op Austin, right, Jay?
That's right.
Yeah.
And if you call in, the first person to call in at the sustainer level gets to name the Grackle. We will let you do that.
Yeah.
So that is a gift to you.
We will make sure everyone else in the station heeds that.
Uh-huh. And if not, then whatever.
We have a whole lot of different levels to pledge. We'll be talking more about them later in the show. But our phone answers would love to sit by and name every pledge level and every premium thank you gift that's available. And we do have a whole ton of them. So be sure and talk to them when you call. And you can call at 472-5667, 472-KOOP. Nathan got it started out right. We're going to expect some more calls. But first, hey, Dave, you want to take a break?
I do, but real quick, I want to say something. Yes. Folks, it appears as though our phones are busy right now.
Oh, both
so
lines.
If they are busy, keep calling and just stay on the line. We will get to you. Or you could try us at koop.org. There's a little button on the left-hand side. It takes 5 minutes.
Yeah, and if you pledge online and we're not able to thank you this show, we'll definitely thank you on our next show. So we'll touch them all.
Yeah.
Everybody gets thanked.
So let's take a break.
Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more Mask Winning Show and another special guest. Hey, guys, there's a band called Churches. Played them last 2 weeks. They got a V in their name instead of a U, and this is The Mother We Share. More Mascot Winning Show coming up. Oh, Sam Malcolm is weird. Guys, we are back. It is the Mascot Wedding Show. That was, we just heard Churches with their track, The Mother We Share, and I believe they're from Scotland, and we'll be in town for Seth Bessie Thrust. So if you want to see them, I think that would be a pretty good chance to go see them. Also, if you want to see my one-man show as Billy Connolly, My Life and Times, It will not happen due to lack of desire for anyone to see it.
I feel like you just haven't been previewing it enough. I feel like if you did the rest of the second half of the show that way.
We're in previews right now. Actually, so there you go.
Actually, went too bad.
I was in the movie Brave. Disappointed. Other people liked it. Other people loved it. Guys, we're in the midst of our fall membership drive. My name is Mac Blake.
My name is David Hanna.
And 472-5667. 472-5667. Yeah, I said it right.
Yeah, you did.
472-KOOP is the number to call and pledge your support for Co-op Radio during this, our fall membership drive. Special guest, Jay Robillard.
Show your appreciation for these guys here because they bring the passion to the airwaves of Co-op Radio, and their passion is your pleasure.
Oh, our passion hopefully is our cash-in as we...
Hey. Oh, hold on.
Yep.
All right. We got phone lines going, guys.
And we want to thank Rainbow Dragon.
Rainbow Dragon.
Yay!
And Rainbow Dragon gets a fun pack.
What, Dylan, can I see Rainbow Dragon?
Yes.
Because I think Rainbow Dragon might also... Oh, nope. No, she gets definitely gets the Sunken Valley fun pack. Yes.
Oh, all right.
But she does not get to name the Grackle.
Does not name the Grackle, which I believe is still available for the first sustainer, right?
Grackle's on the table, yeah.
And you also get the Rocky music. Do we still have a little taste of that?
Oh, yeah, we do. Sure, hold on.
I want to hear more.
That's all you get. That's all you get.
I want to go run up some stairs and have a Wi-Fi I browbeat with my personality.
Yeah, I want to vomit a bile because I haven't exercised in 10 years.
Hey. I'd like to thank this next person, and she says she appreciate working show.
What?
What?
And her name is Erin.
Oh.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Erin.
She's a super friend of the show, so thank you, Erin. And Erin pledged in, and she is definitely getting the Mascot Wedding Sunken Valley Appreciation Pack, and that is for anyone who pledges at least the $35 level. And that's a CD of new and best of material from this show, as well as other stuff.
Yeah.
Phone lines are open. Please call us. 472-5667.
That's right. And we also have a special studio guest, Mr.
Sam Malcolm.
His own hype noise.
And he's about to be joined by another special studio guest here at this fun Super Day party. You can see him every Saturday night down at Austin Java on 12th and Lamar. He is one of the two hosts of... Do you guys share hosting duties?
We are both on every single show. Every single Saturday, we're both there.
And along with Duncan Carson. But this guy's name, Mr. Brendan K. O'Grady.
Hey, guys. Hi. Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on here. Also, Real World Seattle.
Who's in Seattle?
Irene gets slapped by Steven? Come on.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I did watch that on YouTube the other day, and it did make me laugh a little bit.
There's the crazy, aggressive, but very lovably sweet guy from Boston who also is in love with a producer on the show, and that bleeds on camera, you guys.
Oh, okay.
A lot of fourth wall breaking. Ooh. Yeah. I believe his name was Ace. That was a classic season.
Oh, Ace. Wow, that was Seattle?
That was Seattle, man.
Oh, man, I'm getting old.
Ace
was Austin. He was the one who got his ocular bone smashed.
Was that Austin?
Yeah.
Oh, Austin was good then.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Austin was pretty good.
So the Austin show, the guy got his face smashed, but he also fell in love with the producer on the show?
Yeah, Kara. I remember the name. I love you, Kara. I beep love you.
Oh, wow.
Over and over again, crying in a car. It was amazing.
Wow.
Passion. Yeah.
That is by far instantly the most interesting thing to ever happen on the show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, well, let me ask you, is anybody still watching The Office?
Yes, I am.
I'm not.
Never started the US.
Well, fast forward to the first two seasons because they're garbage. No, I won't say garbage. Not for me.
Yeah.
But now in The Office, what they're starting to do is they're starting to acknowledge the documentary crew that's been following them around.
Yes.
And it's a weird feeling because it has so far has not led to any more laughs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's making me a little nervous. If anything, it's almost like Lost. Because it's like, a weird dramatic twist in the show. And it's like, is that...
Yeah, because who doesn't love that? Who doesn't love that in their sitcoms, watching the potential divorce of Jim and Pam? Because it's coming.
Oh, yeah, they are really like up in the weird emotional drama on this comedy show.
Yeah. Yeah, and the usurper, like the boom mic operator, is... Chris Damatopoulos or whatever, the guy who played Mo in the Three Stooges movies. In the movie, I should say.
Can I ask you, is he ruggedly handsome in a way that Jim is not? Okay, well,
he's still Mo.
Then I get it.
He kept bonking everybody with the boom mic and calling them chowderheads.
Hey, we got a couple tweets. Dave Justice says, guys, can I use my mascot wedding chip clips on Chex Mix? It's technically not chips. Please answer quickly. Freshness is a factor. And the answer is, of course you can.
Yeah, save the crunch.
We ordered way too many chip clips.
Yes.
When we originally ordered them as Masco Wedding Premium. So are they going to find their way into this Sunken Valley Appreciation Pack? You guarantee that they are.
Yeah.
And Punk Melody Time, another show from Co-op, says, this is the worst song I've ever heard. Hey, Punk Melody Time, shut up. Turn it off then, you jerk.
All right.
Is he referring to the song you just played or just this part right now?
Was.
This is not a song, what's happening right now. This is just conversation.
Thanks for sharing, you monster.
I love the idea of co-op show rivalries, though.
That's fine. I'll just I'll listen to whatever Motorhead song they play next time.
Ask the Sacramento Kings if... that's the Lakers if they appreciate the rivalry with the Kings. That's right. Kings didn't get nothing. It's ain't a rivalry if it's one-sided.
Are we the Lakers?
We're the Lakers. Yes. Scenario. I know.
All right. I feel good now.
However, we are the Kings to Hip Hop Hooray.
Oh, my goodness. We're a lot of people's Kings.
We tried to talk trash to them, and they just boat race us every year.
Yeah, they 92 Angola'd us. They just elbowed us in the chest.
Yeah, we're the... I don't know why Charles Barkley, this huge, super well-fed man, throwing an elbow right into the sternum of a guy who was like, oh my God, celebrities.
Yeah, exactly.
He thought that was a good PR move.
Had so much to prove to someone who was just glad to see lights. It was really great.
Charles Barkley was like, I don't like the way he did that. So Charles Barkley's pretty awesome.
He's the best. I think, time has proven that Charles Barkley greater than Michael Jordan in the human being category.
Well, he never grew a Hitler mustache. He's got that going
for
him.
Yeah. No. That's weird.
Why is this not acknowledged? Michael Jordan's been wearing... It's like, at first it was like, he did those Hanes commercials with that mustache. It's like, do you guys notice his mustache? And now it's like, have you guys noticed he hasn't shaved that in like 3 years?
Yeah. I wonder if it's just kind of like, if he's perpetuating this thing in his own mind where it's like, it's me against the world. So if they're going to hate this, I'm going to keep it. It's like, no, I think you should listen to us.
If anyone can take it back, I mean, I guess, right? Like, I mean, Steve Jobs is gone, so who else can do it? I'm trying to think of like who else would have like the gumption and the built-in fan base and like the just irrational belief that you can overcome anything.
So is this the topic? Who can bring back the Hitler mustache?
I don't know. Can you think of anybody more qualified or better than Michael Jackson?
Jordan. Michael Jackson might have a hair growing problem right now.
That's the best way to describe somebody who died.
He's got a real hair growing problem. I say Hanks. Michael Jordan. I say Tom Hanks could bring back the Hitler mustache and we'd be cool with it.
Yeah, if he can father Chet Hayes and not have his career harmed at all, he could do that.
You know who could totally, well, I don't know.
People don't bring up Chet Hayes enough.
I'm the only one keeping it going.
By the way, Dan Kofer is actually a super nice guy. I just want to say that. That was Buses Beans earlier. I feel like in this town, Bill Murray is definitely a dude that could pull off a Hitler mustache. Because Bill Murray could probably like blow up half of Austin and we'd be like, cool, I saw Bill Murray. And it was like, here's a picture of me and Bill Murray. Like he's fingering the candy-like button that blows, like launches a bomb that destroys half of Austin. But it would still be cool.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Who else? I feel like you could, Mac.
No. Well, you know what? If it's blonde, I don't feel like it qualifies as a Hitler mustache.
Really?
I feel like it would be different enough. Well, actually, blonde, it might be even more of a Hitler mustache.
Yeah, Aryan, perfect.
They might just think you got like a snoot full of Cheez-Its or something. And they're like, oh, that guy should wipe his mouth.
What if a ginger had it?
Is that a derogatory term?
I know, a ginger.
Have we talked about this?
Wait, redheaded people really don't like being called gingers?
Oh, no, they don't. Probably for that same reason you don't like hearing your name back to you. It's become this like insult.
Well, the way I said it wasn't bad. Like, duh, does it ginger? I wasn't like, does it ginger?
And do gingers need to like even just risk one more thing for people to potentially ostracize them for? Like, haven't they had like, I'm picturing a ginger where like it's a fair enough mustache, but you can see the freckles under it. Oh. Like, is that... I don't think that's a look that would work for anybody.
No, I don't think so. What if their freckles formed a Hitler mustache? That would be the most unfortunate birthmark.
Well, then they'd be the chosen ginger who will lead the ginger rise in the Fifth Reich of gingers.
Rise of the Planet of the Gingers.
Right. Sam and I were just hanging out with a ginger, who Sam's boss at Coal Town, Michael Jastrow.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if he Does he qualify as a ginger? What do you have to do? Do you have to be... Because he's got a full bristly beard. That's where I was going with this.
But he's like a strawberry blonde.
Strawberry
ginger.
Blonde. Mm-hmm. I was waiting for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like a spring ginger.
A springer?
Yes. He's an astringent.
And it's delightful.
Terrific in lemonade.
Wait, astringent is going to deliver it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely.
You sick freak. So Brendan K. O'Grady.
Hey.
I have... we've had several guests in the show that later that night they were doing... Sure Thing or its previous incarnation, mm-hmm. the Laugh Lounge. And so I'd be like, hosted by, and I would always call you Burger King O'Gravy. And I was like, whose real name is Brendan K. O'Grady? And they're like, and they go, ha. Huh. And I was like, that's my nickname for him. And they go, does he know that you call him that? And I was like, oh no, I've never done it to his face. So now that you have been exposed to Burger King O'Gravy, thoughts on that?
This console is just barely too wide to stop me from coming across right now. Just barely, though. No, that is not even close to the worst one. I mean, well, I don't know what worst, but...
Really? You don't mind a friend and colleague referring to you as a sort of garbage pail kid?
I'm a pretty big guy, though.
It's because when I first heard your name, it was BK O'Grady, which I got to admit, pretty cool name.
Yeah. Thanks. Mm.
BK O'Grady, you could be like, this is BK O'Grady. That sounds like a high-powered music producer. Mm-hmm. That sounds like the guy who invented the railroad.
World champion cowboy.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Irish?
a lot of Irish rodeo champs. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, how do you know it's O'Grady? What if it's BKO Grady?
Oh, come Bachman on, guys. Yeah. Keller Overdrive.
Yes.
And BK makes me think of Burger King because I'm a stupid man who likes fast food. And then the gravy was just literally the gravy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
it's just the
gravy drizzled all over that delicious name.
Well, this has been Inside the Nickname Studio. We've just broken down Burger King O'Gravy.
But Brendan K. O'Grady, you are the host, one of the hosts of Sure Thing, which used to be Laugh Lounge. What up with that?
We started the show. The show initially started last summer 2012, officially, when another radio station that shall remain nameless because we're on a radio station that plays comedy a lot, approached the venue about starting a summer series. And they said, hey, talk to the guys who do the open mic. So Duncan, my co-host now, he ran the show, and I was on that show. It's for 10 weeks. And they decided they wanted to keep it going. So we kind of lost the radio promotion audience, and then... over the course of the next 6 months, we just kind of built our own audience back up. And so we recently, in honor of our coming anniversary, we decided, like, you know, we really want to, like, really identify the show as something that's ours with our own name. We didn't pick the name. Make something that's, you know, Googleable rather mm-hmm. than the words Laugh and Lounge, which you can find, I don't know how many tens of thousands of, you know, coffee shop open mics called that.
Yeah.
And so we agonized over a name the way you do. And we settled on this, and we've had some great shows. And we got some more fantastic ones coming up, starting tonight and in the future.
Who do you have coming up tonight?
Tonight we have Kat Rimzinski, Ethan Moore, former funniest person in Austin, Lucas Melendez.
Lucas.
Stephen Farmer, and some little surprise special guests.
To the vest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, we don't like to tell the whole lineup. We like to have, just bring people in and feature them in as we can. Catch as catch can.
Sure.
More funny people, so.
Catch as kiff can.
And your crowds lately have been fantastic.
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah, we're filling up our space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that space, again, is Austin Java on 12th and Lamar.
Yeah, the original Parkway location in that side room that they call the Java Lounge, and nobody else seems to know, which makes just the name way more confusing. So, Sure Thing, every single Saturday night at 8 o'clock, doors at 7:30. We actually been filling up like at 7:30, so you got to get there and line up and come in the show.
Awesome.
And I think this is a compliment to the show, but when people come to town from like LA or New York or San Francisco or whatever, there's a couple shows in Austin that people seem to like snag that like local talent or whatever that's not like Cap City, and it's Sure Thing is definitely one of them.
Yeah.
It's become a two-do show. Is that a... I know, I feel like they can rephrase better, but you get the gist.
It's a big to-do, or we like to think it is. So
yeah,
we've been really lucky. We got some more great shows coming up and people that we can't officially announce, but I don't know. There's a big festival coming and people doing comedy at that festival. So perhaps you'll see others around other stages.
Brendan can't say it, but I can say it. It's Bill Cosby.
Oh my God.
Dang it,
way to go, Brendan.
Sam.
Wow.
Sam, how did you guys in Movie Meet, your two-man troupe with Kyle Sweeney,
yeah.
How did you guys come up with your name?
I think Kyle just pitched it, and I liked it because it's terrible. And sometimes I'm tired of thinking of names, and I just pick the one that may antagonize the most. So
too cool for it, huh?
Yeah.
Too cool for putting some actual thought in it. Yeah, you're scum.
Excellent.
Speaking of picking names, can somebody please donate the $120 level so we can name the Grackle Yo MTV Grax?
I love it.
Come on.
Brendan, you just earned your invite back to the show.
I have like $4 on me. Somebody come in with me. We can make this happen right now.
Yeah, exactly. He can afford the Yo, and somebody else can buy the OMTV Grax.
Well, we got an online pledge.
Hey, I like it.
We got one from Dave.
Dave,
and he's gonna get some swag.
Let me see this dude. Is this the dude that we just got a tweet from?
Wedding swag.
Dave Justice. Thank you, Dave. He always comes through in Membership Drive for us, so we really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Tell you what, we're going to applaud for Dave.
Yay!
And he didn't even have to dial a phone. He pledged online at koop.org, but you could use a phone. We could use your voice in the phone booth over there and take down your pledge of support to Co-op Radio and support this wonderful co-op community radio station. It's a very unique type of radio station, and we need to keep it alive by holding these membership drives. Call us at 472-5667. Most of our income comes from these membership drives. 472-KOOP. We have lovely and handsome phone answers ready to take your telephone call. They'll make the process very easy for you.
They will.
And we still haven't named the Grackle. $120. We'll name the Grackle, and that'll also get you a T-shirt, too, with the Grackle on it.
That's right. And if any other show attempts to name the Grackle, don't worry about it. We'll strong-arm them.
Yeah, exactly. My goodness, you should see some of the people who are DJs around here.
We'll literally put them over a barrel. I have the barrel in my car, so don't worry about it.
I'm a human barrel.
I thought this was a jaundice ward when I passed all those all those yellow decaying people out front. Are they all work here?
Hey, come on, Brendan, cool it. Listen. They're like, that's our family you're making fun of, all right? You can't do that, but you're absolutely right.
I tell you what, get some barrel work behind you. Barrel K.O. Grady. How do you like that, Dan? Here's what you got to do. Put someone over a barrel, beat them. I don't know why I got the gruff voice, but you did.
Barrel K.O. Grady. I love that.
Barrel K.O. Grady. Because you're a barrel of monkeys.
Yeah, okay. I'm changing my Twitter handle right now. It's okay, guys. I get it.
Folks, we don't want to beat you over the head with this, but we do have 6 minutes left in the show before we hand it over to the clear spot. Any calls we can get between now and then would be greatly appreciated. We'll be doing this for as long as we need to until we hit our goal. But the sooner we hit our goal, the sooner we can end this and go back to regular programming. Wouldn't you like that?
It would be great. Yeah, we got two more weeks, at least, of this show. And if you don't pledge during our thing, make sure you pledge during clear spot. Because Linda looks weird today.
Yeah.
And she looks like she could really get through, like, shaky. Like she's been up for like 3 days straight.
Like really like pink eyes, just like crying her damn eyes out.
Oh, no, wait. She's hanging out with Jay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That explains the bloodshot eyes.
Okay.
Got it.
Weird smell. Yep. I got it now. Yep.
So, hey, what are you guys going to do with your share of the proceeds?
No, doesn't work that way. Doesn't work that way, Brendan.
Excellent point, Barrel K.O. Grady. We don't get any of this money because here's the thing. Co-op is really, it's a beautiful thing. People like to talk about the American experiment. Screw that. Because Co-op Radio, look, David and I, we didn't have any sort of fancy radio experience after this. We were just a couple of schlubs on the street just turning that old radio and dancing along to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're like, wait, could we be on the radio? Dream to dream. Yes, we could. Because what Co-op does, it's an all-volunteer station. And if anyone interested in getting a show, all you got to do is, you come on down, we'll train you. You apprentice on a show. And then when a slot opens up, you get on. I mean, it's amazing. It really is a station of the community, for the community, by the community. In fact, our apprentice here, Caitlin, is going through this process right now. And Caitlin, you aren't some senator's daughter that knows where a body is buried, right?
No, I'm from Alaska.
See, look,
what?
They don't even have houses up there.
Yeah,
they live inside hollowed out bears.
Exactly. Their greatest import export is singing doo-wop around a garbage can fire. That's all they do up there.
One of the best moments that ever happened in Alaska is when Girls Gone Wild stopped up there. Okay, was the footage unusable? Yes, but that doesn't mean anything. But
so many gloves got taken
those
off.
Gloves were off for moments at a time. In fact,
until one got stuck to a truck.
So what are we talking about? I forget. But the point is. The important point, that's how I power breathed it.
Sure.
Is calling right now, 472-5667.
So we can get that dirt bike!
Yeah, wait.
I don't get this still.
Look, we've been burned in the past by blowing our money on a dirt bike. We kept talking about buying a co-op party van. And the jokes, like, for real, like at co-op meetings, it'd be like, let's get a party van. And it would start out kind of as a joke. But then occasionally it got more and more serious. Like, so party van, that's always a dream. And then it didn't happen, though.
Where do we stand on that party van measure?
We're not complete idiots. So,
yes.
We got talked down. But guys, Sam Malcolm, where can people see you perform live and in person?
Every Friday night at 8:30 at Cold Town Theater on Airport Boulevard next to I Love Video.
And you're part of the improv troupe Bad Boys.
Yeah, I play with Bad Boys.
Yeah. One of the best improv troupes in Austin, right?
Thank you.
I think so. Definitely one of the most high energy.
Yeah, we have fun. We get weird.
Always an awesome show. And that you said every Friday?
Every Friday at 8:30.
Boom. And Brendan K.O., Barrel K. O'Grady.
Nailed it.
Sure thing. Every Saturday night, right?
Every single Saturday night, yep.
At 8 o'clock, 8:30?
8 o'clock, doors at 7:30. Shows at Austin Java on 12th and Lamar.
That's right. And that show has no cover, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we can't.
Well, I think that's as far as we can dip.
Yeah. Your wallet will be no lighter, as far as I know.
Yes, that's right. Unless you pick up some frequent coffee cards. God. Can we dump that? Just hit the dump button.
Nope, we're live over the air.
Is this the first time? I think we could. Guys, and as we are running out of time, I see two people. Our phones are both busy right now. And so if you call in or if you want to call during Clear Spot and you want to be thanked on this show, next week we will definitely take care of that.
Absolutely.
Well, we do have a third line, and I'm ready to jump on it if you're wanting to call 472-5667. And let's get the support in. Get co-op some money so we can keep the lights on here at the radio station. 472-KOOP.
Jay, Sam, Brendan, Kalen, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you. Good job.
Yeah, this was it's kind of a nuts show, but I think we handled it all very well.
David, can you please play something that Dan Kofer would like? Because he just tweeted something at us again, and I can't read it because the language is disgusting.
Well, guess what? I'm just going to go a hot start and give it over to Linda. So take that, Kofer. But first, for more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com, email us, mascotwedding@gmail.com, or on Facebook, or on Twitter, at Mascot Wedding. Once again, that number is 472-5667. If it's busy, stay on the line or call back. Call during Clear Spot. Linda needs all the support she can get. She's... it's also online, koop.org. There's a little button on the left-hand side of the screen. Click it. Takes 5 minutes, and you'll be helping out co-op, and you'll be helping out the Mascot Wedding Show. I'll tell you what. We're just going to hand it over to Linda right after this. But first...
Well, yeah. I'm sorry. We applauded for everyone here. Thanks to everyone who pledged today as well.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Absolutely.
You guys really are the heroes of co-op, and we'll be sure to thank more people as the membership drive goes on. David Hatta, take it away.
All right. Well, I was just going to say goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Sam and Brendan.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Caitlin.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Austin. See you next week.
It's like the Waltons.
I love you.